Blog Talk Radio.
I'm forever on my lane shit. I'ma ride who I came with. Greed, I can't switch. Keep it on my lap, no lacking. Big facts, blowing to my heart's content. Knock, knock the boogeyman's back. Proceed to move the plan and take the money that's at hand. Nigga trying to get these grams. Grams, nigga get them sack for sack. Ain't no going back, nigga, yeah, we blowing back. Facing racks, you can get it hard or soft. On the block with the 30, nigga trying to get my rocks off. Yeah, push a line, nigga cold creed. Nigga, I'ma tell you thoroughbred cold breed. Park Hill Billy, really with the dilly dilly. Acting silly, nigga, yeah, the way I'm figuring, you can feel me. I'm a monster in the set, nigga, disrespect, you check. Nigga, run up, you get wet, nigga, 40 to the chest. Nigga, you could lose a win, rolling with these hooligans. Pains that ever roll, you gotta push the win.
Working now, forever paid. Working toward the better days. Put the bullshit in your pocket to throw it away.
You could lose a win, rolling with these hooligans. Pain that ever bold, you gotta push to win.
Working now, forever paid. Working toward the better days. Put the bullshit in your pocket to throw it away. Never been wonderful. Blaming me, that shit gets old. Hog diamonds forever cold. Hate me, it's the life I chose. Will I ever change for you? Nah, that's the major dude. Till my name and grave the tomb. Only trust a select a few. Cause I know most of y'all be sneaky with the shit you do. Tell me that you got my back, then turn around and break it through. Had so many so-called friends that went by that title. Now they see me in the streets, acting like I'm the rival. Tell you what, if you really want it, I'ma let you have it. Now you is dead to me, and people seem to think it's tragic, but they don't see the other side of how I viewed it. Taking sides with the enemy, then in the morgue, your name's included. Cutting off the loose ends, cause they were a nuisance. Being broke, struggling with these shows you all your true friends. Most only want your well, while you can't support them. Then trade you for the next one when they feel you ain't important, boy.
You could lose a win, rolling with these hooligans. Pains that ever roll, you gotta push to win.
Working now, forever paid. Working toward the better days. Put the bullshit in your pocket to throw it away.
You could lose a win, rolling with these hooligans. Pain that ever bold, you gotta push to win.
Working now, forever paid. Working toward the better days. Put the bullshit in your pocket to throw it away.
It's my nigga Willie boy, we still pushing.
Yep.
Never seen it coming, even though I was looking. This shit cooking, reminds me of them late nights. Be telling on myself as a youth before rocking mics. Red flags like it's Mother Russia and Starland. At OG Killer Tone's funeral, I vowed to go all in. Whoa. Nigerian, Ogun's finest, no false friends. Trying to run up a check and see how it all spins. All wins. No losses this year. Last few was soggy because they were covered in tears.
Yeah.
Poured out a few beers. Big Davy, you still miss. Got 30 for them cornets while the Apple Crown is still sip. Pounds got flipped. Get your money while you able. Till somebody rat you out, probably sitting at your table.
There.
Miss all my people in peace or in jail. Until we meet in heaven, I'ma still give them hell. Yeah.
You could lose a win, rolling with these hooligans. Pains that ever roll, you gotta push to win.
Working now, forever paid. Working toward the better days. Put the bullshit in your pocket to throw it away.
You could lose a win, rolling with these hooligans. Pain that ever bold, you gotta push to win.
Working now, forever paid. Working toward the better days. Put the bullshit in your pocket to throw it away.
Peace, 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 and Black Power family. Welcome to another episode of Be Knowledge Radio, the place where knowledge is born. It's your host, Knowledge Born a Lot. We are here on our Black Liberation Friday episode, and we are honored and privileged to welcome to the platform the dynamic, multifaceted hip hop mind of my brother and comrade, true African, Big Grief in the building. So that phone number, family, call a friend, tell a friend, tell a friend, text a friend, text a friend, snap a friend, snap a friend. Tell them we got a real, real, real one in the building right now. Big Grief, phone number 929-477-1755. Again, 929-477-1755. Press 1 with your questions and your comments. We live with Big Grief today. It's the Big Grief Show. Black Liberation Friday here on Duke Knowledge Radio, man, with your brother Knowledge Ball Allah. So without any further ado, because of my honor and privilege to welcome this Cali warrior in the building. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to the West Side, shout out to the West Coast, Best Coast, man, everybody out there in Cali, man. All the way here by way of Colorado, we got none other than my brother and warrior comrade, Big Reap, in the building.
What it do, Big what Reap. It do, man. I'm honored and privileged, man.
We honored and privileged to have you here, man. You know what I'm saying? So, Yeah. West Legion Entertainment in the building. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, sir. Yes.
Yeah. That's it.
Shout out to the whole Box State, Bully the Kid. You know what I'm saying? My right hand comrade. You know what I'm saying? Holding it down in Denver. You know what I mean? All day, all night.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what's up, man. We always begin with an introduction, so you can take as little or as long as you like to introduce yourself to the fam, and we'll go from there.
Right on. Big Reap, Box State representative by way of California. Off top, you know, to who it may concern, you know what I'm saying? Hotep, Shalon, Alafia, you know. So, been doing this for a minute, man, you know, just really just getting serious about the whole situation. Been doing stuff here and there through the years, but just really just taking the reins and just doing it myself, you know, independently, you know what I mean?
Right.
Other than that, you know, other cats I've been messing with along the way, through my musical, you know, career, so to speak, the homie Baldy Lope, New Breed of Hustlers, Players Crew, Player Dame, Big Rat, my nephew, Game Boy, Ken Dog, man, DJ Espy, got a couple tracks with Cocaine that was never released, but you know, it happens, you know what I'm saying? But just been messing with a lot of people, man, through the years and just getting a lot of game, you know, so I just felt comfortable, man, and like it was time for me to do it myself, you know.
So that's a pretty extensive resume, you know what I'm saying? You just skipped through it like it was nothing, huh?
Man, hey, hence the name of the album, man, you know.
Yeah. That's an extensive resume right there. So, coming from the West Coast, you see what I'm saying? Like, what were some of your influences, musical influences coming up? You see what I'm saying? Like, because I was like a super duper West Coast head. I'm from Jersey, you know what I'm saying? But I was like a super duper West Coast head, you know what I'm saying? So, like, Conference Most Wanted, you know what I mean? You know, all of the MCA, you know what I'm saying, DJ Quick, you know, everything from, you know, back in the day. I don't really know too much about, you know, nowadays rappers, you know what I'm saying, outside of Nipsey and Game or whatever, but like old school West Coast, you know what I'm saying, Above the Law, you know what I mean, like X-rated, you know what I'm saying, like all of that kind of vibe. So Where you kind of see yourself in regards to your influences and also kind of like, you know, crafting your style?
Man, we had so many influences, man. It was, we had the Sway and Tech Show, you know, you could,
yeah.
It was so many different influences, man. It was along with the cats that you mentioned, the great ones that you mentioned. We had cats like Dirty Birdie and Sly Boogie. Razz Cass, cats that can really come fit it, let alone E-40, you know what I'm saying? Like, oh my goodness, Ahmad, the cat that used to do that back in the day when I was young, I don't know if cats really heard him, like, just really just get out, man, that dude got bars, like, You know what I mean? Even a lot of the East Coast influences, Chino XL. I done heard Ed Lover when they did the Ed Lover and Dr. Dre thing. I done heard Ed Lover spit bars that I'm surprised this dude ain't got albums out doing his thing a long time ago. Like, it was so many influences, man. It was a lot of influences, a lot of them, you know? So. Yeah, man. See. Yeah, man. A lot of influences. A lot of people I was able to kind of craft my skills from, you know what I mean?
Yeah. So that plethora of MCs, you know what I'm saying? You name, like, you know, Chino was from my neighborhood and shit. You see what I'm saying? So that was crazy when the whole Hit a Buck came out. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
In the hood. Like dude had to live there. You know what I mean? Like, cats every day, like Chino himself, fuck you too. You know what I'm saying? Like, you got shot at all kinds of shit fucking around over there. So you wind up moving out west because of that. You see what I'm saying? Like, that shit in his height, you know? And he was a dope dude, like a dope MC before that. You see what I'm saying? So when that shit came out, that shit was crazy because, like, Duke really had to, like, defend his family, bust his gun, and you know, take some shots. You know, Spot got shot up and everything behind that.
Man, it's deeper than rap, man, when it comes to some things, man, you know?
Right.
And it sucks because it caused a rift between people doing some good music together. You know what I mean?
Right. Right. It was crazy for me. Like, I grew up with Naughty and all that. Like, I couldn't appreciate none of that music when I was young at all. Like,
yeah.
None of it. Like, I grew up with it. Like, I grew up in the videos and all that. You see what I'm saying? Like, I could never enjoy none of that music until I got grown because cats was shooting out. Cats was going to war, fighting and all kind of shit because of, you know, the stuff Tretching them brought back from being out there in Cali. You see what I'm saying? Like, you know, blocks went from 18th Street to 118th Street and shit. You see what I'm saying? With the whole Double I, Inglewood, the L-Town shit. Like, cats really took that shit and went to war because of it. You know what I'm saying? Like, so it was crazy. So, like,
and a lot of
all
people
that stuff
didn't get to see it. And a lot of people really didn't get to see it because they too busy seeing the videos and the jewelry,
right.
And they really don't
right.
see what's going on behind the scenes and what it takes to
yeah.
even be able to travel back and forth between states like that.
Right. At the height, when shit was really, like, you really couldn't be in places. You know what I'm saying? Like, I had heard a big story about E-40. Like, I'm like, E-40 had made a call and Big had another year to live type of vibe. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I was like, damn. You see what I'm saying? So, you know, like, you just said, it's deeper than rap. You see what I'm saying? There's just so much stuff that had transpired. You know what I mean? And we lost a lot of good ones because of it, you know?
A lot of good ones, man.
Yeah.
Lost a lot of good
ones. That's crazy. Crazy. So, for you, what was kind of like your balance, you know what I'm saying? Like, how did you kind of, like, keep your head in the midst of everything that was going on? Because, like, listening to your rhymes is, you know, story-oriented, you see what I'm saying? Painting vivid pictures, you know what I'm saying? Loved ones, lost ones, ancestors, all kinds of things coming together. So what was, like, a balance for you to keep your head, your aura straight, you know what I'm saying, going through everything that you went through?
Man, well, the foundation was street off top, you know what I mean? Like, you know, I didn't always have my head on straight, so to speak, you know what I'm saying? Within, you know, just getting a little bit older and just growth, you know what I mean? I learned to, not so to speak, you know, leave some stuff out of my content, but basically just add to it like a gumbo. You know what I mean? So when you listen to the music, you're gonna hear a little bit of everything. You're gonna hear everything from the gangster aspect of it, You're going to hear some politics. You're going to hear some ancestral stuff in there. You're going to hear, you know, that I done took some losses or, I'm trying to help some people out. You know, I just add to, it's just growth. You know what I mean?
So I know you got like a story to redemption, if that's a good word. You see what I'm saying? A story to redemption,
yes,
in regards to your like your spiritual transformation. You know, some of the things that you are involved in. You know, how did that come about? You know, what was the catalyst for your spiritual journey?
Man, it was almost like a your boy was talking about on the oh my goodness. Well, watching the documentary where the guy was like Hidden Colors. Where the guy
Hidden
was
Colors.
Like, man, I'm watching the History Channel, you know, they can tell you about, you know, dinosaurs millions of years ago and what they ate, and you know, they can
right.
tell you about Queen Elizabeth 1 through 50. You know, they can
right.
tell you about, you know, all kind of other things, but when it comes to me and my people, all they can tell me about is that we were slaves, and the only people
right.
that they'll give us is Harriet Tubman, Martin Luther King,
right.
Malcolm
right.
X, which are still great people, you know what I mean? But if you're talking about history, what were we doing before slavery? Let alone, granted, slavery is a part of history, it happened, but what were we doing
right.
before that? You
right.
know what I mean? So that's kind of where my journey kind of started, just some questions in my head. And once I started going and looking for certain things, it directed me to a few other things. And once I got to those few other things and thought I knew about, you know, what was going on with those few other things directed me to a few other things. And next thing I know, man, I was on my journey. I was on my journey, you know, learning about Pianchi the First. You know what I'm saying? The Marcus Garveys, you know what I mean? Learning about the different tribes in Africa, the Dogon tribes that knew about astronomical alignments before they even had the Hubble telescope. You know, just,
right.
you know what I'm saying? Just certain things that they don't teach you in school. I mean, if it's a history class, teach the history. Don't select what you guys want to teach, and then, you know, we got to go learn it from somewhere else. You know, we got to go learn about us from somewhere else. It don't make no sense. But it's
right.
history, though.
Yeah. That's a crazy one right there. That's definitely a crazy one. So, which particular path, you know what I'm saying, kind of struck your eye in regards to your research, you know, to lead you in a particular direction, you know, the way that you live it?
Man, all of it, because you figure no matter what your religious structure or your spiritual structure is, if you know what you're doing and know what you're learning, you come to find out that everything is ours at some point.
Right.
You know what I mean? All the information is ours. You know, it just got recycled, stolen. You know, somebody siphoned it from somewhere, and then, you know, made certain adjustments and tried to make it theirs. But regardless to the fact, it's all of ours. It's all ours. So I really don't limit myself to, Muslim, Buddhist, Christianity, or, you know, Ifa. It's all of them. You just gotta know what information you're looking for. You know what I mean?
Right.
So if anybody's listening, you got your spirituality, your selective religious belief, but don't be scared to sit down and talk to somebody that's different from you. You'll learn so much stuff. It's not even funny. Hey, a lot of the people will be surprised on how many similarities they have. If they're not scared to sit down and talk to somebody from a different religious belief or spirituality.
Right.
You know? So, yeah, I don't particularly take one thing. I I'll focus on it all because there's keys to something. There's key, there's information in all of that, no matter what you need.
That's what's up. Yeah, you in guerrilla warfare. You got to know all of the tactics out here. You see what I'm saying? Can't just be caught up.
You got to know it all. If you just stuck in one, it's like Bruce Lee. He never was stuck in one technique. He knew them all, you know?
Yeah. And some folks will say that's an advantage. Some folks say that's a disadvantage. So it just depends on where you at on your particular vantage point, you know?
Yeah, it all depends on who you talk to. I mean, some people like PlayStation, some people like Xbox. It all depends on who you talk to.
Right. Yeah, we had Dr. Victor Moore on here, and he's a martial artist. You see what I'm saying? And he was talking about, you know, the same kind of thing. And, you know, just imagine, you know, black folks, you know, dealing with martial arts outside of organized instruction. There was no schools for black people to go to when he started training. You see what I'm saying? Yeah. It wasn't even a uniform. You know what I mean? No, you know, cats got their gis and stuff or whatever. Everybody got these uniforms. There was no uniform.
Yeah.
There was no belt system. There was nothing. You see what I'm saying? Like, he went out there and they had like a rug that they had rolled up. You see what I'm saying? And he had to like punch the joints, you know, knuckles bleeding and all that. He had to get it from the mud. You see what I'm saying? So this cat later on in life, you see what I'm saying? He beat Chuck Norris in the fight, you see what I'm saying? The tournament and all that. You see what I'm saying? So when you start looking at the magazines.
They don't want to talk about that, though.
Yeah, they don't want to talk about none of that. So when you look at Black Belt Magazine, right, as racist as it was, like you really didn't get a chance to see how racist it really was because of the representations back there. Like these cats was world-class martial arts champions. And they didn't get no kind of spotlight whatsoever. You know, I think maybe the one brother, like Jim Kelly, you know what I'm saying, because he was in the movie. But other than that, that's it.
You wouldn't have known about him, though.
Yeah, you wouldn't have known about him. So I just happened to be watching a documentary one day, and I was like, man, let me try to see if I could reach out to him. And he came on talking for 4 hours, you know what I'm saying? And the state of the martial arts world, he was like, how do you have a 12-year-old black belt? You understand what I'm saying? Like there's no way. You see what I'm saying? He's like, there's no way. Like, the kind of training that we had to have and the kind of things that we had to go through in order to stand in front of somebody was deep. You see what I'm saying? A 12-year-old, you know, he said, but they doing that at these schools to keep up their recruitment, you know, because mixed martial arts came. Messed up wrestling, messed up boxing, it messed up the martial arts world, mixed martial arts.
Yeah.
So you're getting people running around, they get a little bit of boxing, they get a little bit of grappling, not even wrestling, you see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And, you know, they might get a little bit of martial arts mixed in there together. You know, it sounds good when you're in the cage, but if you're in the streets, now you run up on a wrestler, you run up on a boxer, they can beat your ass. You see what I'm saying?
You run up on somebody with that technique, right, though, you got an issue.
Yeah.
So, man,
that's what's up, man. I want to get into the music, but we got a caller, so after the caller, we could kind of, like, start talking the music, you know what I'm saying? I was just kind of picking your brain so folks can see that versatility. They ain't looking at you,
and it's funny that you say that you mentioned the martial arts world because it goes back to the old like the '60s and stuff. Everybody back then knew something. You know what I mean? They was always in the self defense mode of people in L.A. And I know because you know I grew up predominantly in Southern California, so I know Los Angeles back in the day, that's, man, a lot of them older cats, man, that's all they was into, man, was throwing the fist to cuffs, rumbling, things called rumbling, a lot of these cats wouldn't even be able to last in today.
Right.
You know what I mean? Yeah, man, that's crazy.
And that was a part of manhood. You see what I'm saying? That was a part of your rites of passage kind of training. Like, you had to be able to squabble. You had to be able to throw them hands. You had to be able to defend yourself.
At least take a punch to the face. You know
right.
what I'm saying? Or something.
Right.
Something, man. Now, as soon as somebody says something about you on Facebook, he's going to get your little 30 stick or whatever, you know?
Right. Right. Ain't even shooting that right. You know what I'm saying?
Nah,
like,
not even shooting that right, man. Because ain't nobody telling them nothing.
Right. Oh, yeah.
Nobody trying to show them nothing.
Let me get to this caller, man. If y'all got any questions in the comments, y'all hear that music, y'all feeling Big Reap, man, call in 929-477-1755. We're going live. This is the Big Reap show today. You understand what I'm saying? Set one of them benchmarks in history right here on Dubonaz Radio, man. So again, 929-477-1755. Press 1 with your questions or your comments. Let's go to my brother Equanee from the 864.
Man, Equanee. Hotel Food, brothers. Hotel Food, peace, and power, brothers. How you guys doing?
Hotel Food, what's going on with you, man?
Man, everything is good, man, but and I'm over that 40 mark. I ain't trying to be taking nothing to the face, man. I remember back then. I got a little old. I got over that hill, man. It's a lot harder to heal. So I can remember putting my head out there and fighting with my head back in them days, man. But you guys are definitely on to the right point, and in that training. Seeing Born, just thinking about the callus that's created, the callus, when you're talking about Brother Victor Moore and him, punching that mat and creating that callus or becoming hard, and a lot of times that is something that's needed because some of our, a lot of our boys can be, men can be baby boys, as they call it, so it is very important to know those styles, but I wanted to get to something that the brother Big Reek was talking about, and that was having an arsenal, having a repertoire, and that's something that I'm having to encourage my own self as it relates to approach, because little do a lot of people know that in Western medicine, rather than them being familiar with many different forms of doctoring and medicines and things of that nature and different ways to approach health, they're only indoctrinated with that in which the Western world has given them, and a lot of times that basically handicaps them because they don't know. I met a professor one time, and she said that she was talking to a doctor, and he didn't know that nutrition was related to your health. You understand? And I think she said that was her last time talking to him, or how important nutrition was, or how your food was indeed your medicine, right? And, and like you were saying, a lot of times you kind of handicap yourself by only being, on one thing or being, but at the same time, I think what they say, we got a lot of jack of trades, but an ace of none. So it is very important that when we are going through different schools of thought, that we are able to, and seeing Born, Big Brother, him actually having showing himself approved and going through different levels, it takes a lot of, sitting down with the elders, asking questions, being there with it, in order to gain, what is truly needed from it. So that's one thing I'm telling myself, even as it relates to where we go back and get ancient information, but the information is no good if you can't utilize that to help your Christian brother or help your Muslim brother, or if now you didn't got too good where you can't talk to nobody. And I think even in the quote-unquote conscious community, sometimes, and I have to, point my own self out that, that was a place, you know, where you don't want to deal with them church Negroes, but the more that you understand what was being displayed in certain things, you can then decipher and not throw the baby out with the bathwater. So you can purge and throw out the stuff that you don't need, but at the same time, being that you're knowledgeable and you're aware, well around it, you can keep the same the stuff that you do need. That you know, being well versed even in languages, you know, where you aren't just speaking in English. Where if you speak to a brother and you want to put him on to how to improve himself, you can speak his language and then being able to convey the same message, but just in a different, you know, in a different language. So I think that is, you know, something of utmost importance. And quickly, that's why I had to press that one, because that's something that is very important for our healing as a Black African people.
You never know where you're going to find your jewel from to fill your treasure chest. You know what I'm saying? So you got to look everywhere, you know, and it doesn't, if you don't apply the science to your life, it's not going to make a difference.
That's right.
But you never
That's
know,
right.
you never know where you're going to get a jewel from to fill your treasure chest. So you got to look everywhere, man.
That's right. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Well, I won't stop the flow of everything. I want to just salute you all. Great show. And, you know,
man,
just enjoy
listening.
Appreciate
you calling in, man.
Yes, sir. No problem. I'll go back on and go back to listening, family.
Man, that's what's up.
All right. That's my brother, Iquanique, man. And travel,
man,
I want to say something real quick, man. Like, travel is important because how we view things inside the confines of our own reality or the confines of our environment, like us being here as products of the diaspora in America, what something means here don't necessarily mean the same thing everywhere. You see what I'm saying? So,
yeah.
Some of these things is just passwords. You see what I'm saying? Some of these things is just passwords. You see what I'm saying? And you might find yourself in a situation where you need that password, and you better have the right one. You understand what I'm saying? You might.
Yeah.
It might cost you something if you somewhere saying the wrong thing. You see what I'm saying? Like, like if you in the wrong hood, you see what I'm saying? Saying the wrong shit, wearing the wrong shit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You ain't up on the vernacular. You might find yourself caught up. So,
that's when you need a tour guide, you know, something called a tour guide, so you can maneuver, somebody that can help you maneuver through that, you know what I mean? You just don't show up out there like that unless you know at least one person.
Right, yeah. You end up somebody's lunch tray. You end up on somebody's lunch tray right there.
Right, Easy told him, man, the boys in the hood is always hard.
Right.
You know?
So we're about to check the resume up in here, man. You know what I'm saying? I'm chomping at the bits over here. You know what I'm saying? So I just was like, all right, let me do a little background. You see what I'm saying? They'd be like, well, we heard his music, but we don't know nothing about him. You know what I'm saying? Folks done got on to me sometimes with that, because I used to go like straight to the music or whatever. You see what I'm saying? Like, well, you can hear the music, like pay attention to the music. And it's like, nah, well, what if I wanted to know more about him? Like, Get some more music, you understand? So, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, it's a tug of war back and forth, so you could kind of like mix it up together, man. And right before we got on, I seen this big interview, like 13 days before he passed. You see what I'm saying? Like, he didn't even get to see the release of Ready to Die. I mean, Life After Death. Like, he had already passed before it came, you know, before his album even dropped. The double CD.
Yeah, man. It's sad. Like, you know what I mean?
Right.
Like, knowing what type of potential him as well as Pac had.
Right.
And kind of, I want to say, just kind of got caught in whatever moment they was caught in. You know what I mean? And it was kind of too late, I guess.
Right.
You know what I mean? Because you figure, right. Man, if you could have just got them two in the room, I'm pretty sure they could have hashed that out, man.
Right.
Like,
and that's
how
the catalyst.
It was so much being pumped up, you
right.
know, on this side, so much being pumped up on that side. You know what I mean? I guess
media.
Maybe they felt they had to perform. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
I
media
know.
And record execs and you know,
yeah,
infiltration,
you know what I mean?
And all that shit all together mixed up in one. You see what I'm saying? Like,
and all that really happened with it is we lost two great ones, man.
Right.
At the end of it all, that's all that happened.
That was on their way to do a lot of things and to get
to do a lot of things, open a lot
together.
Of doors for a lot of other brothers.
Right.
So yeah, I try to keep my circle tight, man, because we, you know,
got you.
Snakes, they'll try to slither in through whatever crack you allow them to slither in through.
Yeah, that thing was crazy, and it just, you know, continue to be crazy. Then, you know, you fast forward and you see, you know, what happened with Nip. You see what I'm saying? Like, that was crazy. You see what I'm saying? Like, how does that happen? You know what I mean? How does that happen? You know, how
man,
can you get close enough to you to do that? Like, how does that work? You see what I'm saying? Like, how does that work? How is that sanctioned? You know what I'm saying? Like,
man,
that kind of...
If it's going down the way they say it's going down, you know what I mean? If it's going down the way they say it happened, I mean, they've been involved with other things before, you know what I mean?
Right.
As far as when it comes to our great slain rappers, you know, in that city.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
I'm not gonna speak too much on it. They know what I'm talking about though.
Right. I wouldn't expect it. You know what I'm saying? I wouldn't expect
yeah,
it.
Yeah. They know what I'm talking about though. So yeah, man. It's just
living in
the
aftermath.
It's just evil, man. It's just evil. It's like it, but it's the same thing they've been doing to all our great black leaders through history,
right.
You know. So
right.
either they'll try to assassinate you because your voice then got too big, or they'll put you on a boat and get rid of you, Marcus Garvey style. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
They don't want that. This country wasn't built for us like that. They tell you right in the thing. So all men are created equal, but in the thing, we only three-fifths of a man. So if
right.
we're not all the way men, that means we're not created equal with them, right?
Right. Because you can't treat men or women or children like that if you see them as men, women, and children. But if you see them as subhuman,
only
you
three,
can do
only,
whatever
only
you
a
want.
Fraction of a man. If you're only
right.
a fraction of a man, it doesn't matter what we do to you because you're not created equal because you're not a full man.
Right. And that's all of the tactics that they use in war. You know what I'm saying? I swear. A lot of years in the military, about 17 of them. You know, you have to dehumanize. You see what I'm saying? You can't look at a child like your child. You see what I'm saying? You can't, you know, look at a woman like you look at your woman. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because they'll be burying you. You see what I'm saying? They'll be zipping that body bag up or whatever's left of you, sending that shit home. You see what I'm saying? So this is the kind of mind that they engage each other on in regards to us. You see what I'm saying? Like, so if you look at these military folks, these police folks, they operate and they train exactly the same. They are desensitized to the taking of black life because they're trained to kill black people. You see what I'm saying?
Because remember, upon oath, they take their oath, foreign and domestic.
Right.
So that
just even with
too.
The tactical training with it, right? They're engaging in 6 to 9 months of tactical military fight, shoot, like two or three days of communication and problem solving, but the rest of it, fight, drive, shoot, and they're engaging black silhouettes, black targets. You see what I'm saying? So,
with the lines going around them with the numbers,
right.
I feel
so,
you.
psychologically, they're trained to draw their weapon when they see black and engage it. You see what I'm saying?
Yes,
right
I
at
do.
It. Stay right at it. Right at it. Right at it. You see what I'm saying? And they're aiming for the head. You see what I'm saying? So they're not shooting to maim, to wound. They're going directly in the cycle of escalation of force to lethal force. Because automatically, this is the situation they've been in. You see what I'm saying? So this black silhouette looks, you know, scary to them. So this thing they're looking at to engage to before this one, this target engages them, and then they become the target. You see what I'm saying? So preemptive.
So it's already almost like a hypnotist. You know, if they
right.
bring that thing in front of your face long enough, you know what I mean? You'll get in tune to whatever they want you to get in tune with.
Right.
So as long as they keep putting that black target in front of you, you'll get used to shooting at something black.
And it's a historical reminder that every time we saw each other, we whooped their ass, too. Every time we saw each other,
oh, yeah.
You see what I'm saying? Like, every time we engaged, every time they came with whatever they came with, we whooped their ass, and we whooped their ass for a long time. So,
yeah.
With this advent of the gunpowder, this is why they carrying the you know, the Glock, the 40 cals with 20 shots in them now. You see what I'm saying? It went from the 38, what was it? It was the 32 to the 38 to the 9 to the 40. And now the assault rifle.
It jumped to the 45 for a minute, and then it went to the 40. Like it backtracked,
right.
Like it went to the 4.5, and then you know the 40 came out, and they start
right.
backtracking back to the 40, and then now, like
right.
you said, yeah, now they got the assault rifle.
Right. So, you know, it's not in a situation to where it's equal. This is what, you know, Dr. Francis Press Wilson called the great equalizer. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So putting it out, you know, together. So now they're moving around. Tactically, they got military tactical vehicles, and you know they're moving in a tactical manner. You know, and I've seen them out and how they patrol. I'm like, man, they learned all this shit from the military and the Israeli army training, the police force.
But they do it to promote fear in the communities that they're doing it in. But at the same time, if you rolling through there like that, it's obvious that y'all are scared ones.
Right. That's the real thing.
You know, remember, you used to be able to just roll through into just a regular squad car and whatever. Now y'all
right.
got this big tactical stuff, you know?
Right.
You know what I mean? It don't make no sense. You know, are you declaring war on the American people? Like, that's just a question. You know, that's got to be asked. Like, I mean,
yeah.
you rolling through here and, you know, basically tanks, you know,
right.
extra men in them hopping out the back, you know,
right.
tear gassing and whatever, you know what I'm saying? Look,
right.
look real cool on paper, you know what I'm saying? But
right.
Are you declaring war on the American people?
Yeah. And that's how scared you are. You know what I'm saying? That's how scared you are. Yeah.
And as Americans, you know, so, you know, if something happens to one ethnicity, everybody should be outraged. Because best believe what they do to one ethnicity, that's a test run on what they're going to do on everybody else.
Hmm.
So if something happens in the black community, Asians, white people, Latinos, everybody should be outraged. Something happened in the white community, everybody should be outraged. Something happened in the Latino community, everybody should be outraged. Because just believe what they're doing to one ethnicity is a test run for what they're going to do to everybody else. Believe that.
That's what it is. So where do you want to go with this music right here, man? Well, we're about to check the resume right now.
Go ahead and do what you want to, man. Just play whatever you're feeling right now, you know? It's a nice day out here, man, you know?
All right, so let's go with From the Mud, man. You know what I'm saying? Because that's where... That's where I get it from. That's where you got it from. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, sir. All
right.
No matter what we touch down, your boy, y'all city. I don't walk like I'm tough, walk like I got 1,000 ancestors with me. Used to bump for the chains, now the bills all crispy. So take that bullshit like McGregor in the ninth and just miss me. I done already made history, I'm just rediscovering the past. Longing for Nigerian soil, barefooted in the grass. They'll tell you that dude Ben had bars, nigga. Alcatraz, palms gritty. That's just dirty money exchanging hands. My own brand, no slaves, kick sleep from your third eye. Help better, stop fucking with ratchet bitches and fluoride. Still tote mines, even though I'm on some grown man shit. They act like if you ain't in the pen, a grown man ain't shit. Mayweather through Willie Lynch and stand proud for the hate crime. Big Reap the warlord, hit it for the original 12 tribes. Blessed vibes, live by the star, sun, and the moon. Until I gotta grab the metal and clear past like a mogul. Go nuts and I crack fools. Run up on me, that's some bad news. Used to get it from the mud, now with big smoking dollars every time we pull up. Go nuts and I crack fools. Run up on me, that's some bad news. Used to get it from the mud, respected in them places, they won't even show up, show up. Feel like every time I grab the mic, got them picked up arms. Obatala hopping out the black truck in the all-white garb. Hit hard, leave parts of the earth charred and scarred. When they ask what happened, this is the land where the gods are. Who you think you are, rock fine and sunshine, and y'all need to wake up. True son of God with that 666 DNA makeup, that's not made up. Fact dropper like Dick Gregory on the back streets of Virginia, hunting Nazis with a weather beat. Vibe to a different beat, Dr. Dre couldn't replicate. Brother Jay, what you say, somewhere deep where my bloodline congregate? Use your mama's bait, find a chopped up in parts, and you'll come to me, equivalent of chum in the water for sharks. Don't start, you ain't ill up against this strand of germs. Lock the door behind me, I'm the mouse in the room amongst pachyderms. Box state hitter by way of Los Angeles. Well, if it ain't Ayo, nigga, we'll let them pays go. Go nuts and I crack fools. Run up on me, that's some bad news. Used to get it from the mud, now with big smoking dollars every time we pull up. Go nuts and I crack fools. Run up on me, that's some bad news. Used to get it from the mud, respected in them places, they won't even show up, show up. Big 308 shit, even though I've been humble. You can play with the warriors, but the orphans still rumble. Trick a finger like my tumble, watch me wave it around. Hype like Marshawn on the Jumbotron, hypey for the town. I ain't scared of you clowns. The snub to your red nose, pull up and watch the rounds go through your home like an escrow. Full on spectacle, oh you forgot that baby? You can't make me jealous with a half a smoker that used to fuck your auntie. Yeah. Go nuts and I crack fools. Run up on me, that's some bad news. Used to get it from the mud, now with big smoking dollars every time we pull up. Go nuts and I crack fools. Run up on me, that's some bad news. Used to get it from the mud, respected in them places, they won't even show up, show up.
Respecting in them places, they won't even show up.
Hey, man, shout out to my dude, Steve, man, from Sideways Sound Studio up in Denver, man. You know what I mean? Mix that up for me.
That's what's up, man. So what was the studio experience like, man, you know, recording this project? And this is your first official project, right?
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
It was the atmosphere was fun. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like I knew what I wanted to do. You know, basically titling the album The Resume, just kind of showcasing, you know, when you go get a job, you need a resume, you showcasing your job skills. They want to know what you can do. So that's why you hear a little bit of everything on here, you know, political, spiritual, gangster, whatever, stuff for the ladies. You know what I mean? It's just, it is what it is. It's just a showcasing of job skills, basically.
Yeah. I see. You know, folks got to reach for it, man. You see what I'm saying? Like, you got it all out there, all of the reference section. You see what I'm saying? All of the reference and the reverence, you know, out there for you know, brothers and sisters to eat. You got something for everybody. You know what I mean?
A little bit of something for a little bit of everybody. I understand at the same time, I still can't please everyone, but, you know, I tried to.
So how long did it take for the project to, you know what I'm saying, get put together?
Man, the project's actually like, let's see, we put the project together maybe in about 4-5 months, but it still took a minute to actually get everything mixed and mastered. Like, the album is actually like maybe 8-10 months behind schedule, you know.
All right. Yeah, I mean, I'm feeling it. You know what I'm saying? I'm feeling it. I'm feeling the plethora. You know what I'm saying? Of ground you're able to cover. You know, in the space of a few minutes, I'm like, man, how you get all that in a few minutes? You see what I'm saying? And I know our folks, man, you know, this microwave generation, man, like, the attention span is very short. You see what I'm saying? So
yeah,
I'm like, how do people come out with 2-minute songs? Like, how does that work? You see what I'm saying? But then I understand, like, it's like a verse, maybe a verse and a half. You see what I'm saying? And that's radio play.
Yeah.
That's radio play.
You can thank your boy Lil Pump for that. You know what I'm saying? Hey, he kind of came on there with that little, 1-minute, 30-second song. And man,
right.
Man, he killed the game with it. Like, he's eating. I ain't mad at him.
Yeah.
That dude eats.
Yeah. Woo. So, like 4 or 5 minute songs, they're like, man, when is this song going to be over, man? It's like, it's forever. I didn't know it was that bad until, you know, you start looking up stuff online and you see different articles or whatever, if you out doing a little research, and they tell you how long of a read, how many minutes that the article is. It's like 2-minute read, 3-minute read, 5-minute read. So you decide based on that if you actually want to read it. You know, so I was like, damn, this is where we at with it? Like, so I'm like, cats looking at you like, you still reading books?
Yeah,
like, you still reading books? Yeah, physical books?
And you ain't got that Kindle, man.
You ain't listening to it.
Man, I got. Yeah, man. I stay with a few little hardbacks, man. You know what I'm saying? My library isn't extensive, but I got a little something.
It's quality over quantity. You know what I mean?
Yes, sir. And that's basically what I'm doing. Everything that I got in my library is useful for something for me.
So where we want to go next?
Man, which ones you got over there, man? You got that that Do It Like This over there?
Yeah.
Let's slap that on and see what it do.
All right. Before we do that though, We got a special guest, man. Somebody called in, want to give you a shout out, man. You know what I'm saying? So let's go to the line and see who we got on the line, man. Let's see what's happening over here. Let's see what kind of surprise we got up in here.
Special guest? Man.
Special guest in the building.
Getting all tingled.
Special guest, your line is open. You had something you wanted to say.
Indeed, Alafia. Alafia.
Alafia, really?
What's good?
Man, it's a family affair. What you know about it?
You already know, man. You already know. Man, that's From the Mud. That's my track right there. You definitely went in on it. and, you know, the whole project. I haven't had the opportunity to check out the whole project, but knowing you and knowing the bloodline and the cross that you come from, I already know it's a masterpiece. And I just wanted to show my support, you know what I mean, and love to you on your platform, on your day, on your show.
Man, really, off top, I love and miss you, off top. Thank you for the support, man. And hey, you know the poetry thing, man, it runs in the family, you know what I mean? So
You already know.
Gotta get it out there the best way we can. I'm glad you like the song, you know what I mean? Glad you like the song. Just was trying to do something different, you know, from what everybody else was doing. You know what I mean?
Yeah, indeed. I love the way how you mix that spirituality, you know, with that street life, because that is our reality. You know, it is a war zone that we're in a sense. And the only way that we will be victorious is if we pick up our tools from antiquity and we pick up the things that our ancestors left for us to find, the treasures and jewels. So I truly respect how you do what you do.
Well,
and it's off the chain.
Really, you know just as well as I do, even our warriors communed with the spirits before they went to go handle their business. So I'm just trying to find a way to mix the two together, you know, and bring it back to where it properly needs to be.
Hey, well, you amalgamated very well, really. I can't even lie.
Man, thank you. I appreciate you. Coming from you, that means a whole lot, really. Appreciate you. Love you.
Oh, man. Love you more, really. Love you more. What's good, Knowledge? I can't leave you out. what's good?
Hey.
I wanted to say peace and prosperity to Do the Knowledge Radio. Continue to be a platform for the people to express their endeavors. I love it.
Well, sounds good. I learned real early not to jump into family conversations. You know, wait your turn. They might jump your ass. You see what I'm saying? So I'm like... I'm going to wait for the justice to settle for me to say anything.
Hey,
you see what I'm saying? Y'all just jump into family conversation. Like, I don't know who this is. You understand what I'm saying? Like, stuff start changing on real quick. So,
hey, you just said.
I ain't hear you.
Buddy, man. I said, yeah, man, and in family discussion, hey, the family arguments, man, you just grab your plate and just stand up against the wall and stay out the way.
That's it. That's it. You step right to the side. Like, you step right to the side.
You better.
Yeah, man.
Indeed. I ain't going to hold you too long. I want to hear the rest of the music like everybody else that's listening. So I just wanted to give a shout out and show my support.
Hey, really, I need to hit you, though, because I need my copy of that 720 Degrees of Rhyme. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I got you. I got them on deck. Just holler at me.
Okay. All right. I need
your autograph copy waiting to be shipped.
I got everything else. Timeless Destiny. I got both my Scorpion books of the Scorpion King. I need that one now.
Indeed, I got you.
All right, that's what's up.
So we're going to have some time with the family tomorrow. We're going to be on with Queen EI Africa tomorrow, 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. See how it works? It's really like a family affair. You see what I'm saying? So we got Big Reef in the building. We got Queen EI Africa tomorrow. And then Sunday, we got live folks calling in from Ghana, from the west side. You see what I'm saying? West side, West Africa. So it's like, it's truly a family affair. You know what I'm saying? So it's going to be
everybody's tapping in.
That's right. Yeah, it's going to be an ill conversation, you know. The sister that's calling in, she got an amazing story. You see what I'm saying? So she's honoring her husband with a book. They repatriated to Ghana 20 years ago. You see what I'm saying? Like, this was the first time he had ever been on the plane, and he built her a eight-room house on the beach. Like, really
man,
from the mud. Like, you see what I'm saying? Like, and, you know, spent his days out there, So they got an amazing story, and she's putting it in book form, and she's going to be pushing that out to honor him and to honor their legacy. So it's definitely deep, you know what I mean? So
that's
it's truly
up,
like
man,
the situation going on.
That's what's up, man. Yeah, man, I've been trying to find who I gotta find to tap in with some of these brothers from Nigeria and Ghana, and you know what I mean? Man, they doing big business. They doing big business out there, you know. Hey, and out here they don't want us to connect with them out there because they know they doing big business. They don't want us to touch none of that. They don't want us to link.
Yeah. So
that's why they always telling people stay away from over there.
Right. And the rest of the entire planet is over there. Like, you know, 45 different nations is over there.
But don't you go over there though. You know, stay away from where your ancestors came from, but you know, we gonna go over there and dig everything up.
Right. So yeah, I mean, on the business tip, you know, opportunities over there, you know, the sister that's coming on, like she's actually hosting the show or whatever, that would be a good plug. She's a recent repatriate. She just came over there. So Sunday would be opportune to connect with her.
Yeah, for real. Hey, I'm always in tune with doing business with my people. Something. You know, I mean, Italians connect with Italians, you know. Hispanics connect with Hispanics. You know, we need to connect with our people too.
Right. So yeah, that would be a good opportunity. So I guess we could go to do it like this. Since we doing it like this today, you see what I'm saying? We got the family in the building, you know. We got to do it like this.
No other way but to do it like this.
So let's get it. Let's get to it.
Hey, you know when buddy see you come out, you done pull your new Jerry out. Know what I'm talking about? That bitch signing. He wanna go run and get his shit when he see your shit signing. Huh. I be like, look at my wrist. When I move that big glyph, yeah. He could probably do it, but he can't do it like this. Nah. Do it like this. Okay, then do it like this. You can probably do it, but it can't do it like this. Nah, I be like, look at my wrist. When I move that big list, woo. You can probably do it, but it can't do it like this. Nah, do it like this. Okay, then do it like this. Okay, then do it like this. Why it can't do it like this? Yeah.
Look at the flick of the wrist. Enough ice on to make the ex-wife piss. New 40 cal 14 in the clip. Waiting for the wolves on the moves when the thing lifts. Like, ain't that a bitch? Got a gang of homeboys, blood, some crip. Don't know who to tell them when we bust them in their shit. Them jab with the left left and with the cleft lip. Big Chevy truck with a 6-inch lip. Cannons out the window look like a battleship. Make them slide across the pavement like a stone when it's dipped. You diamond cut niggas, I'm stone with the chips. Ain't been this happy since Pharrell in the clip. Lamborghini flows waiting for the downshift. I'm that pot of coke, rich, still sticking to the script. Wrong nigga now from the time a crack first hit. Still love the bars, they gon' say the guy spit. Was in the Louis store, so the Aurelians fit. Red cup mixes, I'll take a slow sip. Alpha male boss, bitch, why you stuck with a simp? Riding up the block, green smoking in the stick. Walla kinda fat, kinda awkward when I sick. Calamari date plate steak with the shrimp. Laughing cause he mad, I bought Jordans for the kids. Nah, he can't do it like this. Respected in the streets with the tools and the fist. My son in college just sent a few sips. Looking like I caught a lick with a Cardi B chick. In and out the booth, ate that to the disc. Just keep some hunters coming, man, crumbled on the crisp. Play this little game with a call, just a tip. Don't go buck, tryna keep up with me, just quit.
I be like, look at my wrist. When I move that big lift, yeah. You could probably do it, but it can't do it like this. Nah, do it like this. Okay, then do it like this. You could probably do it, but it can't do it like this. Nah, I be like, look at my wrist. When I move that big lift, woo. He could probably do it, but he can't do it like this. Nah, do it like this. Okay, then do it like this. Okay, then do it like this. Why he can't do it like this? Yeah.
Hit the weed, then I cough. Spray down the cereal, handle taped off. Just another day trying to make it up the block. Been trying to catch the fade, but these fools don't want to box. Tell us on point 14's no stock. Check the setup, even threes when it's hot. No red lights, California stops. Box 8 living, sticky bag of the crop. Third legs roll like it been doing squats. AR with the beam, got the scope on the top. Was broke, now I'm paid, whole life swap. Play with my money, get your granny black hop. Fingers in your bra look like Doc Spock. Keep a little stash, few grand in a sock. Water to the soil and I cultivated guac. 7'6'2 shooter with a synthetic sock. I'ma take it to the house, I just need y'all to block. Used to spend my summers in them Sunnydale swamps. On my Boy Scout shit, I'ma stay checking out. To the day, snow the product, say Reaper Baby Pop. Nah. For real, I need to stop. We're trapping down south till Bola brought the cops. Got his first cousin, yay, stuck in a box. I'm just wondering what you gained. It was you and your mob. It was money coming in. Everyone was on. Bra was everywhere. But this dude was flawed. You need to be murdered, tortured, and robbed. Don't matter what the order is, and thrown in a swamp. Alligator death grip roll with a chomp. I've been on my Rick and Morty shit with a scrunch. Unk on the chain with the Cartier watch. Pin to the pad, writing bars in the spot.
I be like, look at my wrist. When I move that big glitz, yeah. He could probably do it, but he can't do it like this. No. Do it like this. Okay, then do it like this. He could probably do it, but he can't do it like this. No. I be like, look at my wrist. When I move that big glitz. Ooh. He could probably do it, but he can't do it like this. No. Do it like this. Okay, then do it like this. Okay, then do it like this. Why he can't do it like this? Yeah.
Known to get it from the mud. Got some warlord in my Nigerian blood. Put myself on the travel ban like I don't give a fuck. Headshot didn't fray, but still left him with the lineup. At the 308, all you niggas minus. Chilling with my Latino homies, knocking highness. On my nine shit, trying to make something timeless. Box State Predator, leave them all spineless. DNA hustle, whole family grinders. 7'6 glass house, color of papaya. In Yoruba land, spinning nothing but Naira. That came a long way since my business of a ride. I done been a jet the same day a nigga got fired. Receipt packs, compartment under the spare tire. Kick yourself slow, ain't nothing. Live. I'm sick like AIDS in Ebola, swapping salivas. Blessed with the speech, get the gas with the spiders. A gift that developed while consorting with connivers. Your boy Breaking Bad, back with new product, it's the best I ever had. Look on their face, you can tell they all sad. Heat for that ass, no skin grab. Work bubbling on the stove, guess I'm back in the lab. Keep them hooked this time, no rehab. Backstage at a show, doing dabs with the fans on stage. High as fuck, front row, slapping hands on myself in a hoodie. Turned it into a brand, now I'm West Legion fitted, puffing on the new strands.
I be like, look at my wrist. When I move that big glitz, yeah. He could probably do it, but he can't do it like this. Nah. Do it like this. Okay, then do it like this. He could probably do it, but he can't do it like this. Nah. I be like, look at my wrist. When I move that big glitz, woo. He could probably do it, but he can't do it like this. Nah. Do it like this. Okay, then do it like this. Okay, then do it like this. Why you can't do it like this? Yeah.
They can't. They tried to. You know what I'm saying? We seen them when they tried to. They can't do it like this. You know what I'm saying? That's what's up.
Man, that's what's up, man. Yeah, man, that's a cool little track, man. Shout out to Dope Boy Boogs was on the hook. I don't even think he's heard this yet. I'm not gonna shoot it to him.
That's what's up. That's what's up. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Got the Family Affair popping. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, after called in, snuck in. You know what I'm saying?
That's what's up, man. That's my favorite rally, man. That's my favorite rally. Hey, I probably just started some stuff right now, but that's my favorite rally.
Yeah, I mean, amazing system, man. Amazing, amazing, creative, brilliant, talented. You see what I'm saying? Like, hardworking, a true one, a true gem out here.
Blow your mind in whatever conversation, man. Real,
right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
And you can check the statements and the facts, man. She's thorough with whatever's coming out of her mouth.
Mm. Definitely. So, yeah. So supporting the real ones, man. That's out here, you know. These fugazis that went crazy with all this stuff. You see what I'm saying? So it's breath of fresh air, man. Really, really great to tap in with some real ones and you know, get the brothers and sisters that's able to do it like this, like the song say, you know what I'm saying?
Man, just trying to do what we can do when we can do it, man.
That's it. Let's get into to quarterbacking. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, this the first single on the album, man. Like I said, shout out to Bully the Kid. You know what I mean? My crimey on the song with me. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Box State, we in the building.
That's what it is. Man. I remember in training day, you know what I'm saying, when Denzel said, man, let me quarterback this shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, they, you know,
yeah.
The shit that popped off, you know what I'm saying? They had Pop Rogers, you know what I'm saying? They just, boom.
Yeah.
They put all that shit together, like, boom, 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 right? Let me quarterback this shit. I was like, immediately when
hey, what your boy telling me? Said, what your boy asking me? Said, you've been planning this all day. He said, I've been planning this all
week.
This
all
week,
man. I was like, ooh. Oh man, that's crazy, man. That whole scene right there, I love that joint, man. You see what I'm saying? There's a couple cats had a couple projects, man. I was like, man, you need this right there, man. It was like. It's like, I'm like, you know, because people send me songs sometimes, you know what I'm saying, some of my family. I'm like, man, this is missing something. I'm like, I need that. I need to put this right there. You see what I'm saying? Like, it was a little thing, you know, with this, what brother sent me a track, and it's like, talking about, you know, give me the keys or whatever. I was like, yo, you need that part from Get Out, where he was motherfucking begging Rose for the keys, Rose. The fucking keys, you know what I'm saying? So when I heard the joint and he put it in there, I was like, oh snap, man. I'm telling you, like, that my mind be on some stuff where I could see, like, all right, well, we need this right here. You see what I'm saying? We need that, you know what I mean? So, yeah, I'll be bugged out sometime with some of that, man. I'll be full of that, you know, add that, whatever it is to add that little extra bam to it, like, boom. Got it right there.
That little something.
Yeah. I ain't quarterbacking. I could be like the center. You know what I'm saying? hike you the ball, you know what I'm saying? And do my blocking. You see what I'm saying? So we know what we good at, man. You know what I mean? I'm good. I'm good for the extra. So let's
hey,
get into the quarterback.
Need stuff like we need them different positions. You know, it might need to be a linebacker or something in there.
Right.
Yeah.
So let's get into this quarterback in there.
DNC on the beat.
Quarterbacking, all money in and I'm too be racking. Quarterbacking, 30 round sticks, nigga, I'm too be gassing. Quarterbacking, bitches they coming, yeah, they with the fashion. Quarterbacking, shining shit and all you fucking bastards. Quarterbacking, all money in and I'm too be racking. Quarterbacking, 30 round sticks, nigga, I'm too be jacking. Quarterbacking, bitches they coming, yeah, they with the fashion. Quarterbacking, shining shit and all you fucking bastards.
Big bag of money emerging. Sweeter than seven virgins after deading yourself for the insurgents. Hennessy got me swerving. If you ain't a hitter, use an earner. No niggas that done took that ride. Camel hum, not filter full of that Sherman. Always ready to skirmish. 32 round Cobra in the bourbon. Last summer they had the upper hand. This summer we ready for murking. My syndicate worth it. Breathe. Mr. Walk up, nigga, and take off. Didn't need Nicholas or Travolta to nine paces and face off. Hit them niggas and skate off. It was too witted, they knew the hood did it. Big grim on the chop, squeeze off. Sound like we hammering rivets. Mama crying over a lifeless body, saying a person go pay that dithers. 10-9 divas the illest. Sweater a box of the streets gon' miss us.
Quarterbacking, all money in and I'm truly racking. Quarterbacking, 30 round sticks, nigga, I'm truly acting. Quarterbacking, bitches they coming, yeah, they with the fashion. Quarterbacking, shining shit and all you fucking bastards.
quarterbacking. All money in and I'm truly racking. Quarterbacking, 30 rounds of dick, nigga, I'm truly yacking. Quarterbacking, bitches they coming, yeah, they with the fashion. Quarterbacking, shiny shitting on you fucking bass. Drop back, hit them across the road, don't work blood, we gon' cross them out. Back to the drawing board, yeah, we'll figure it out. But 10 deer, we gon' pound it out. Throw bread so we down the scene. Pinocchio nose off the cold pipe, walk up, yeah, whore on the bike. Shoot from the shoulders, I will fight. Better call home, be a long night. Fury off of this cold white, gon' catch me like a bitch, yeah, right. Cat mouth game, take clay, ain't right, nigga, yeah, huh. Just steak and right, need my bread and grease bag, no ring, cash, your hoes, gotta break it back. Quarterbacking, all money in and I'm truly racking. Quarterbacking, 30 round sticks, nigga, I'm truly yacking. Quarterbacking, bitches they coming, yeah, they with the fashion. Quarterbacking, shining shit and on you fucking bastard. Quarterbacking, all money in and I'm truly racking. Quarterbacking, 30 round sticks, nigga, I'm truly yacking. Quarterbacking, bitches they coming, yeah, they with the fashion. Quarterbacking, shining shit and on you fucking bastard.
That's what it is right there. Quarterbacking.
All money in.
Yeah. I'm loving that. I'm loving the production and the way that it's arranged, because you don't hear songs, they don't go off no more. You see what I'm saying? Like they don't have no, like the little part where the melody just play out a little bit, you know, towards the end. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So it's really just abrupt, you know? So I'm like, man, like the kind of the way it's put together, you see what I'm saying? Like the way it's arranged, you see, like all them little things. I tell you, I'll be looking at little details and stuff. Like I like the details and all, like the little behind the scenes stuff. Like there's always a story within the story. And that was like my attraction to Not Just Most Wanted. That was like, you know, MCA. You see what I'm saying? Like the West Coast sound, like it was a different sound. It was its own sound. You know what I'm saying? Like, so I really appreciated it. You know what I'm saying? You couldn't tell me I wasn't a West Coast cat back in the day, man.
Hey, I listen to it all, man. Like, I didn't discriminate. I listened to East Coast, West Coast, Down South, Midwest. I was on all of it.
Yeah, I listened to everything, but I still was like, I'm telling you, like, Brother Lynch, Steve-O, Killer Tay, like, Rapper Forte, like all, like, the five-footers, you know what I'm saying? Like all of that,
yeah.
You know, I was like, man, it was like, man, what you know about the Who Riders? They're like, man, how the hell do you know about the Who Riders? And, you know what I'm saying? Like,
hey, for real, all from the eyes, the comrades.
Yeah, right. So all of that, you know, all of that had a resonance with me in regards to the West Coast music, you see what I'm saying? So, you know, whether it was the Licks or Exhibit, or, you know, it was a couple cats I wasn't messing with. Like, I ain't never messed with Ice Cube, you know what I'm saying? Never. Like, that just was never nothing for me like that, you see what I'm saying? Ice Cube, Ice T, any of the Ices, nah, I'm good. Vanilla Ice, Ice Cube, Ice T, I wasn't messing with, you know? And this is who people were kind of flocking to, but I was like, nah. You know, I was like,
you don't want to listen to nobody that's on the rocks.
Yeah, none of that. Yeah, I was bugged out over D-Shot. I think it was D-Shot, Be Legit, 40, Sugar T,
man.
You know what I'm saying? Marvelous. Matter of fact, we had Marvelous on the show. We had Marvelous on here, and we had, what's my man's name? The G-Funk, King of G-Funk, man. Cocaine. Had Cocaine on here, too.
Oh, yeah, man. I got a track with that dude, man, that was never released. Or at least I ain't never heard it. But I got a track with Cocaine somewhere, man. I'm gonna have to see if I can get my hands on it.
That's crazy, man. I think the cat made the Guinness Book of World Records, man, like the most features of any artist, period, in any genre.
Man, it was gonna be out of him and Nate, dog.
Yeah. Yeah. I was bugged out, man, listening to that. So right. R.I.P. Him, you know, his brother was from above the law. His uncle, Willie Hutch. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I'm like that musical family, man. I was like bugged out. When I heard Rims and Ties, I was like, yo, that was you on Rims and Ties? And like, that was my the illest part of the song. You should have said, like, that made everything come together. You know what I'm saying? I was like, that was you? He's like, yeah. I was like, oh, shit. I went crazy off of that track, man. And, you know.
Man, that dude been messing with everybody, man. Above the law.
Right.
Everybody.
Right. And it was crazy because he was with Easy, and then with Snoop and them and shit, I was like, man, just to hear that story, I was like, man, it was crazy. You know what I'm saying? Like, so it was a lot. It made everything else make sense. You see what I'm saying? Because
yeah.
We only seen the videos and heard the diss songs and shit. It was laughing on Dre Day,
yeah.
Laughing on real motherfucking G's and shit. You know,
yeah,
no
matter. You don't know the in betweens.
Right. So I was fucked out, like. You know, Luke came with Cowboys and Compton and shit. You know, Tim Dog came with Compton. I was like, man, what the fuck is going on out here? You know what I'm saying?
Man, bunch of back and forth, man. Hey, and all they did, really, when you think about it, all they did was mess up their own money. You know, because when you beefing like that, man, it makes it hard for you to go to other cities and things of that nature.
Right.
So all they did was really just mess up all their own money. You know what I mean? Because you can't go here. They can't go there.
Right. Yeah, it was crazy.
A lot of stuff.
Right. And opportunities for cats to kind of even, you know, get on. Because if you was with them or if you was with them, they wasn't fucking with them. So you ain't never even get a chance to really shine. You see what I'm saying? So, and them execs, they was loving all that shit. You see what I'm saying? They was loving it to see, you know, black people in the way that they, you know what I'm saying? To justify they kind of little shit, you know what I'm saying, what they was doing out there.
Yeah.
So we got two drinks left, you know what I'm saying? I know you on the move, you out there wiggling, you know what I'm saying? You out there wiggling.
Hey, man, I'm multitasking all the time, man. I don't just, you know, do one thing. I do a couple of different things at once, man.
Yeah, got to. So we got Jesus Take the Wheel or we got the resume. Where we going?
Let's do Jesus Take the Wheel, man. It's something different we was trying to do, you know what I mean? Just a little, you know what I mean? So just something different we was pulling off. Like I said, shout out to my dude, Bully the Kid, man. He's on the track with me, you know what I mean? But, yeah, just something different we was pulling off. Like I said, it's a resume, so we try to do a little bit of everything.
Right. All right.
Coming through, no big deal. We aiming at the driver, Jesus take the wheel. Jesus take the wheel. We aiming at the driver, Jesus take the wheel. Jesus take the wheel. Jesus take the wheel. Jesus take the wheel. We aiming at the driver, Jesus take the wheel. In the hood again, I'm finna hit him up. Run up, they can funk with the pump. Double ops hit him in the bunch, it's been all month. Time to get served, give them what they want. Didn't even dump, outright shitted on them. They didn't make it, homie, close the lid on them. I call the shots, little homie, sick 'em. Gun blast, feel alive, adjusting your equilibrium. Ass, did I get 'em? You know what's up. Niggas got Waffle House,
Got a smother chunk, AR, no punk. Short barrel, accurate, two about 350 yards. These we coming through, we gon' hit you and everything in the cup of your neighbor jar. Niggas so short, tag so large, about the size of Superman's crib. Homies fighting the case right now, and we working on a lawyer, so I'ma leave that where it is. I'll get the biz, found their coordinates, Google Maps them, now we know right where they is. 30 round six, standard factory shit. Big chop when I rock to get your entire fashion with. No lagging, bitch. Hit you with slugs, you just get all acrobatic, bitch. They said they coming through, no big deal. We aiming at the driver, Jesus take the wheel. Jesus take the wheel. We aiming at the driver, Jesus take the wheel. Jesus take the wheel. Jesus take the wheel. Jesus take the wheel. We aiming at the driver, Jesus take the wheel. They said they coming through, no big deal. We aiming at the driver, Jesus take the wheel. Jesus take the wheel. We aiming at the driver, Jesus take the wheel. Jesus take the wheel. Jesus take the wheel. Jesus take the wheel. We aiming at the driver. Jesus take the wheel.
The block and let it blow. Drill team, scratch them off, yeah, dog, we running up the soul. Fat nigga, chase him down, nigga, let it go. Leave dumb, dumb, face down in the rear. Really in the field, down for a drill. Should've stayed in school, then standing in the field. Grid the gang for real, splash team, we get it how we feel. Cashing out after every meal. They say they ready, huh, yeah, well, here I come. You can get 30 at the G26, so 50 out the Cinnabon. Fuck around and let him run, so I upgrade. Nigga, rampage, 2-2-3, fly, knock a nigga out of J50 clips. Smack him out to the face, keep it extra sick, nigga, just in case. I can come to play, nigga, I came to run.
They said they coming through, no big deal. We aiming at the driver, Jesus take the wheel. Jesus take the wheel. We aiming at the driver, Jesus take the wheel. Jesus take the wheel. Jesus take the wheel. Jesus take the wheel. We aiming at the driver, Jesus take the wheel.
They said they coming through, no big deal. We aiming at the driver, Jesus take the wheel.
Jesus take the wheel. We aiming at the driver, Jesus take the wheel. Jesus take the wheel. Jesus take the wheel. Jesus take the wheel. We aiming at the driver. Jesus take the wheel.
Jesus take the wheel. I love this,
man. Shout out to Bully the Kid, man. You know, like I said, we just try to do something a little different, you know.
Hey, concepts for me is everything. Concepts is everything. So anything that I look straight at, I'm like, either it could be this or it could be that, or it could be this or it could be that. Whatever gets my wheels turning, I'm like, oh, yeah, this is it right here. You see what I'm saying? Because it goes beyond just, you know, lyrics. Now you're dealing with content. Now you're dealing with painting pictures. Now you're dealing with artistry. You see what I'm saying? And, you know, with every track, you see what I'm saying? It shows more depth. You know what I mean? So it's true to its old in regards to the resident. Like, it's not pigeonholed. You can't just put this in and say it's this. Like, nah, it's all of this shit right here. You understand what I'm saying? This shit right here? This shit right here?
Drive
skip. Yeah, drive skip. You know what I'm saying? That's very clever, man. Very clever with everything, putting everything together. And, you know, we only played a couple of the joints today. You see what I'm saying? So they you know, they stuff from the appetizers. You know what I'm saying? They get the whole meal. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? They get the whole meal.
They can get it, man. It's on everything, man. It's on the iTunes, you know what I mean? Apple Music, whatever they calling it. Amazon Music, it's everywhere, man. Spotify, they can link in with it.
So, man, we're going to play this last track, man, then give you the floor, man, for your final, you know, acknowledgments, shout-outs, whatever you're working on, you know, whatever you got coming up next, live we can get into that, you know, right after, you know, we check this resume right here. You see what I'm saying? We can get into that, and then, you know, it'll be
right
it.
Right on, man.
Take care of that thing.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. My nigga got the paperwork, said he know who snitching. Said they told the whole operation, but my name wasn't mentioned, so now it's tension. Because my nigga's something like a Robin Hood, hitting niggas off with packs, making sure they mama's good, and hating them backwoods, east of Louisiana. His whole family told, y'all worse than the Grand Dragon. Wesley's in a faction full of bosses and G's, hands in everything from drugs to cryptocurrencies. Dues paid, that means everybody's owing me. Ice the wrists out, cop the 14-shot 40, shit still oily. Last name is my clan. Had to move past the streets to progress as a man. Then did a few things, so they know who I am. Upgraded the heat, 1911 with the can, OG now, have the little homies rushing. Come through with something fat that I have the police ducking too.
I understand. You found paradise in America. Have a good trade, made a good living. Please protect the general courts of law. But now you come to me and you say, I'm calling you on the give of justice. So don't ask for respect. You don't offer friendship. You don't even think to call me Godfather.
Cali Rado swinging, big B's in your face. My Crip nigga solid, don't make them squeeze up the place. No matter what the state, blood they knows it's L's and shells. No matter the navigation, I know these streets well. Know where to make the sales, shake a couple tails. Know who can post the bail and what niggas is gon' tell. Sink but never fail. West Legion Syndicate, SK on the drum. And clear large city strip. Oh, them niggas really trip. Two hand touch with them pistols, but with them chops, niggas really squash shit. Nice chick with them tits, use her as a screenshot. Send dope to the pen, money pack, green dot. Make a fiend rock, my little homies applying pressure. Keep copping new whips with the heat of the cool leather. West Coast though, till Yellowstone blow. Them dudes ain't got no legs, told my stand on their toes.
Times have changed. It's not like the old days where we can do anything we want. A refusal is not the act of a friend. Don Corleone had all the judges and the politicians in New York, and he must share them. All it does is use them. He must let us draw the water from the well. Certainly he can present a bill for such services. After all, we are not communists.
Look like Reach Lamona. Got a cold team by state to California. Smell that aroma, them trees kinda piney. Blow smoke out the black truck doing about 90. Burner kinda hyphy, go dumb when the triggers pull. Switching out clips and drums like it's different intervals. Tricking with some different rules, my pack stay tight. No thrill of the hunt, gotta make the bank bark if the dough's right. Young Dolomite making black axe moves. Find me in them Chucks to them Stacey Adams shoes. Tucked away money like I was taught by old Jews. Stay consistent with it so they know I'm no fluke. They all spooked, like Rebek on his shit. Cross mix of Clyde Anderson in a pinch of John Wick, battle cry till my mouth dry. Catch me in a shootout, Grim Reapers on the 4-5.
Freedom, you're my older brother, and I love you. But don't ever take sides with anyone against the family again.
That's the resume right there.
Yeah, man, that's the one right there, man.
That's it. Man, so much packed into 3 minutes. You know what I'm saying? So much packed into 3 minutes right there. So game on top of game. You have, you know, main game. You have side game. You understand what I'm saying? Like, if you ain't really paying attention to that, you know, you just was like, oh, that was a good song. You missed the whole shit then.
right. Yeah, man. Just like I said, man, just try to do something different and bring back something we've been missing. What's that V word we used to have? Something called versatility.
You know right. What I mean?
A lot of these cats ain't got the versatility no more, you know? So I'm just trying to do a little something, you know. Like I said, I know at the same time I still can't please everybody, but I tried to.
You did that. You know what I'm saying? So
appreciate it, man.
What you got coming up that you can share with us, you know what I'm saying? Like, you got that moment right now to, you know, kind of recap, let everybody know where they can find the project, how they can support you. And your endeavors, you got any shows planned, you doing any touring, you doing anything, you know what I'm saying? Anything you can share with us?
Man,
you know, you
I would really like to get out to that to Atlanta, man, that link you sent me, man. You know what I mean? That'd be a cool little show to do. You know what I mean? Go out there and dwell amongst my people. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Right. So, I might got to end. You know what I'm saying? If I slid it to you, I might got to end. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. You know? Other than that, man, we just, me and my partner, man, Bully the Kid, shout out. We're planning on jumping back into the studio for the next project, man. We finna start the Box State Hitters Volume 1. You know what I mean?
Mm.
So we just trying to represent, you know, Colorado, man, and just let them know that Colorado got a few MCs out here. You know what I mean? Got a few rappers out here, man, that's hungry. That's all.
Yeah, I'm gonna have to make a trip, man. Come out there and see what's happening out there. Yeah.
Man, do that. Yeah. No.
I ain't been out there in a long time.
Man,
what was
man.
I at?
So that means you...
Carson City or something like that. What was I at? I was somewhere out there, Colorado Springs or something.
Yeah. That's only like 30 minutes away from me. I'm in Pueblo.
Okay. Yeah, I'm going to have to make a trip, man, see what's happening. See what's going on. It's been a long time,
man.
We
got a couple extra perks, you know, probably since the last time you've been out here, man. You know?
Yeah.
You know, got a couple extra perks, man, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I was in Washington State, so you know how the perks go. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, man, it get a little smoky from time to time, you know what I'm saying,
right.
Depending on where you at.
Right. Yeah. I was out there in the mountains. I was training in the mountains, man. I ain't know about that elevation. The elevation's something serious right there, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's like
ain't
that
hip.
Out here, too.
Ain't hip to get hip, you know what I'm saying? Back when I was a youngster, went up there training in the mountains, you know, in the military or whatever. And I came back to Texas. So I was in Texas, like air didn't even exist. I was like floating.
Yeah, man.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, crazy.
Man, I got another cat, man, New Jersey cat, man, Lye, man. He was in the military too, man. I think he just recently retired, man. Shout out to my dude, Lye, man. One of New Jersey's finest.
Yeah. Ain't a lot of us.
Yeah.
It ain't a lot of us. You know what I'm saying? A lot of the real ones is gone.
Man, hey, the real ones was monsters.
Yeah. Right.
That was some monsters, man.
Right. Yeah. So you got any shout outs, any acknowledgements, anything you want to plug one more time? You see what I'm saying? Before we get up out of here, social media where folks can find you, you know what I'm saying? You got the floor for
man,
whatever you want to do.
Man, I want to acknowledge everybody that tuned in today, man, for the Big Reef show, man. I appreciate y'all, man. Much respect, much love, you know what I mean? The album, Big Reef, the resume, it's on everything digital that you can think of right now. The single Quarterback and the video is out on YouTube right now. Search up Big Reef YouTube, it'll jump right up, you know what I mean? Shout out to my really for calling in, man, love and respect. Man, shout out to you, man. You know what I mean, man. You know, like I told you, man. You know, this is my first interview, man. So I'll never forget this.
I couldn't tell though. I couldn't tell. Neither could any of the other listeners.
Man.
You know what I'm saying? We couldn't tell over here. I think you was faking on us a little bit, trying to make us feel special. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, man. Hey, man, you know when you got two brothers on the same level, man, they can have some real cool conversation, man. You know what I mean?
That's it.
Yeah, man.
Glad to have you back on, man.
Yeah, man. Hey, anytime, man. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to Colorado. Shout out to California. Shout out to my dude, Bully the Kid. My dude, Pete. Sideways Sound Studios, Denver. Man, shout out to the whole Box State and everything within it. Shout out to the world, man. You know what I mean? It was a pleasure, man, and an honor and a privilege, man, to be doing this with you, man. For real, for real.
All love, man. So when that Volume 1 come out, when that Box State, you understand what I'm saying? When that Box State come out, man, I need you and the fam, man, come back on, man. You know what I'm saying? Give us that exclusive.
Yes, sir. Hopefully we can, I'll tap back in with you before then, too, man. But, yeah, most definitely when that project is done, man, I got something for you.
That's what's up. Yeah. All right, fam. Enjoy the rest of your day out there, you know what I'm saying, in Colorado,
man,
you know what I'm saying, Colorado.
Man, that's how we doing it out here, man. That's how we doing it, you know.
Yeah.
That's how we doing it. Hey, man, you be safe, man. Honor and a privilege, man.
All up. And this is yours, you know what I'm saying? This is yours to keep, you see what I'm saying? So you can download it, upload it, chop it, whatever. You understand what I'm saying? This is you. You know what I mean? So you can do what you need to do. You know what I'm saying? With it.
Man, I get some free stuff, man. You know black people like free stuff, man. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, man, whatever you can do with it, use it to push, you know, promote yourself, promote the project. You see what I'm saying? Promote your message overall, whatever. You see what I'm saying? So you get it,
man.
And make it happen, man.
Man, appreciate you, man. Appreciate you.
All right. Peace and love to you, man. Peace and love.
Man, peace, love, and respect to you, too, man.
All right.
Gone.
Gone.